This is Unqualified Parenting.
If you're looking for tips on parenting,
relationships,
self-care,
or just need someone to relate to,
you've come to the right place.
We may be unqualified,
but our info is anything but.
It's a show full of parenting failures,
parenting wins,
and some amazing guests.
I'm Jen, a full-time bio mom and part-time stepmom.
And I'm Cody, a dad who recently remarried and has full custody of his daughter.
And we're here to bring you our unique perspectives from our two very different blended families.
Hello, Jen.
Hello, Cody.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah.
Guess you got a job.
Oh, snap. So awesome. Congrats.
Yeah, it was really weird. It was a job where they're like, name your price. And I literally like picked everything. And they just went, cool. Okay. So I gave myself a nice raise over my last job.
That's amazing.
Like,
yeah.
All this time off. And they're just like, sweet.
That's that works. So cool.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird when a job's just like, we value you.
You're like, wait a minute.
What's the catch?
Is this a cult?
Is this a goddamn MLM? Am I selling essential oils? What the fuck? But no, it's good. I'm working for an advertising company and doing like project management stuff.
Yeah. Just not. No more graphic design.
On the side.
On the side.
I think it's going to be an on the side thing.
Nice.
For a little while.
Probably make more money doing it on the side anyway.
It's a lot less stressful. Design's very stressful.
Oh, yeah.
Because like everyone has to like everything you're doing.
Yeah.
Like when you're not doing that and you're just doing like project management, stuff just has to be done on time. People don't go, oh, wow, you really put that order in there with some gusto. Nope. Nope. It's done. Cool.
Yep. Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I started working out 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago now.
Nice.
And I was doing two days, and then three days, and now I'm on...
Four days?
Week five. No, just three. Let's settle down. Because I'm still on the treadmill getting 10,000 steps, and then I work out at night.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, doing it. And I bought Finley little one-pound weights, and she's been joining me on the workouts.
If you could put together a, like, 1980s, like, aerobics workout video with, like, Finley, like with 1 pound weights, I think you get a lot of hits on the line. Just like doing like a, like what's,
it's pretty cute.
What's that guy? Oh man, I can't remember his name. Russell Simmons?
Oh
the
yeah.
The pony guy?
Is that Russell Simmons?
No.
God no. damn. No, Jack Simmons?
No. Exercise. I can't spell that word right.
The one with the afro? That guy?
Yeah. His name is... Dun, dun, dun. Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons.
There we go.
So many people were screaming.
You know what his real name is?
Ooh.
Not Richard. Man, I think I could give you, I think I could literally put $1 million up and let you guess for a week. And you'd never get it. His name is Milton Teagle Simmons.
Oh.
Teagle is his middle
Teagle.
Name.
Teagle. Wow.
Like Beagle.
Wow. That's
Milton
weird.
Teagle.
Yeah, I should show you a video later of Finley doing the 30-day shred. Little three-year-old trying to run in place and do jumping jacks. It's pretty cute.
I remember, I think Aubrey was about two or three when I started doing the, what was it, the 90-day?
90-day shred?
No.
The 90 days.
No, it was one of those. What was it? It wasn't like Beachbody. It
no.
It was like.
I know. It starts with a P.
Plex. Plyo.
No. Plyometrics? No.
Pasteurization.
Because I remember it was insanity.
P90X.
Yes.
It's not even a word. It's just the letter P. I was doing P90X and I had like a push-up bar.
Because they have a guy with one leg on there, right?
Right, which yeah. I wasn't going to do it. And I was like, this looks dumb. And then he's like, and then this guy with one leg. And I'm like, fuck you're like, you. Like, fine. I'll do this. And I did it for the full 90 days.
Nice.
And I found that guy and I ripped his leg off. Threw it in the ocean.
His other leg or his fake leg?
All of them. And I'm going to let you figure out the numbers. All of them. But Aubrey would see me doing like push-ups on like the push-up bar.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm doing push-ups, she'll come over and she grabbed it and like tried to pick it up. She thought I was trying to lift it. And so she's like trying to lift my body weight. Her face is like all contorted and she's trying as hard as she can.
She poops her pants.
That's fun.
Yeah, I did the... Insanity 60-day was the hard one. And then I got Asylum, and then I did Max. And then when I went, started working out again, I jumped right into Max. And I was like, why?
Why am I doing this to myself?
I don't get, like, I've lost all the weight now. I'm just trying to tone. So, yeah. Like, why would I do that? But yeah, Finley will sit out. And I've, because before when I tried to work out, every time she would interrupt or get in my way or make me, like, misstep or I'd have to pause it for her, I'd get pissed off.
Yeah.
And now I expect to pause it once.
Yeah.
If I have to pause it more than that, I start to get a little annoyed, but I expect with a toddler at home.
At least once.
Yeah. But the only time I get mad now, she was sitting at the table eating a popsicle, watching me work out as one does. And she was doing like this push up and then like arm stretch to the side and then push up arm stretch. So it's like a twist ab and a push up.
Yeah.
And I kept taking breaks and Finley's like, Mom, do it. I was like, do what? And she's like, do what she's doing. Just do it. And I was like, fuck you, 3-year-old.
I don't know. You might have something that, like, you might get in like killer shape if she's like talking shit on you all day. Eating donuts in front of you. Like, just fucking do it.
This ice cream's dripping on the table.
Just do it.
So working through that. But yeah, I'm like working out and I found a way to like make it like toddlers at home workout, and it's fine if I pause it a couple times. It is what it is. So now I'm in like a much better place with it.
Well, that's good. Working out's really good, and if you can do it with a kid, do it with a kid.
Yeah.
Not only that, but like you slowly set the expectation that like your body's something you have to work on.
Yeah.
You have to keep it up.
And she loves it.
Yeah.
She loves it.
And if you can get it into them at that age, it just stays with them.
Yeah.
And
it's me. Like, I work out, I read, and I've started writing again. And I always used to write. So, like, I feel like I'm becoming myself again lately. Yeah. And it's just nice.
Yeah. We get covered up in crud over the years.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to peel it all off.
Yeah. Peel that kid poop off you and rise above it.
Rise above the shit. Rise above. Well, what do you want to do now?
I think we should have a Cody check-in.
Okay.
A Jen check-in and a listener check-in. You guys, this one's for you, but not aimed aggressively. Just a gentle reminder of things that you learned in the past on this podcast
that you
may have forgotten.
Will.
That are important.
Totally. If it's me. I forget by the time I get home. I'm just like, I don't need to remember any of that. I'm going to be listening to it later.
The listeners can answer along with Cody.
And if you're going to answer along with me, you must yell out your window, your answer.
The top of your lungs. Cody.
Yes, Jen.
In the last couple weeks, have you done any self-care?
I have done a lot of self-care.
Go on.
A lot. Because I'm looking for a job. Not finding a job was getting really depressing.
Yeah.
So I had to focus a lot on like ways to keep me sane and keep me healthy. And that's a lot of time in my woodworking shop.
A hobby. That's awesome.
So I spent a week making this three-legged stool that's like the top of it's like a puzzle that fits together.
Yeah, it looks really cool. You could sell that
stuff.
It's
really nice. So yeah. It's my guitar stool that I use when I play my guitar now.
Good job.
Yeah. And then with this
That's new, two hobbies.
Right? With this new job I got, it's really interesting because they're 100% about self-care and like personal growth above the company, which is really interesting. Mm-hmm. So we have a book club and we listen to a book on like, you know, personal growth or something. And
your company has a fucking book club?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know how jealous
I am? They pay
right
for
now?
Our Audible membership and we all Shut listen to a book every month.
I have had Audible since 2014.
Yeah. And then, so like our... The first book club I'll be going to is Wednesday.
What
we take
book
an hour and a half lunch. The book we're doing is Atomic Habits.
I've heard of that.
And it's really good.
I'm sure.
It's really long.
That's amazing.
And I haven't listened to all of it yet because they're like, oh, yeah, we have book club next week. And I was like.
And it's like, okay. Is it always self-help books?
Yeah. So it'll be like self-help, personal growth. There might be some stuff on like work-related stuff, but it would be more. They try to make it more introspective.
Do you know how mad at you I am right now?
But yeah, so we have like this book club and like
do they pay for a credit a month and then you have to buy that book?
No, they pay for the whole Audible membership.
Is it a credit?
So get this book. If you don't have a credit, you just buy it. It just goes on the company card. Mm. It's really cool. And like Friday last week was pretty good weather and the owner was just like, hey, everybody, Friday's going to be really good weather. Let's call it a half day. Don't tell your spouses that you have it off. Go do something just for you. Like go see a movie, go do a hobby, go read a book, go get a massage.
That's right. Awesome.
It's all paid. Like we all got paid for that half the day. And they're just like, just go do something for you.
Yeah. Stuff like that makes you want to work there.
Yeah. That's and then amazing. Like in our morning meetings, we talk about personal successes and growths and it's really good. Sounds I mean, compared uplifting. To my last job, like
they just
no
stomped.
One talked to me for like 3 years.
Yeah. They just stomped on everybody.
Yeah, it's a really different feeling. So yeah, I've been doing a lot. So that Friday afternoon they gave us off. I worked in my woodworking shop and I'm making Mikkel a cool Valentine's Day gift. I'll show you what I'm making.
Spoiler alert.
Well, she can't see it. It's a podcast. Jeez.
Well, I think this will air on Valentine's.
Oh.
Is it going to air on Valentine's?
It will. Happy Valentine's
Once
Day.
Once again, as we've said in the past, we are not up for holidays.
We are parents and we work for a living. So I am making her. She even asked I had plans to make this before she asked for it. But I'm making her like a little jewelry box.
That's cute.
So it's
I
got
like that.
Little heart-shaped pins that like show through the wood.
That's cute.
So I've almost got it done.
Precious.
But I bought this like probably the prettiest piece of walnut I've ever seen in my life. it looks like it's on fire almost. It's got like, this really dark. So
that's
gonna
cool.
be the walnut portion. And then I used a nice piece of ash for the rest of it.
Love me some ash.
So yeah, so I've been doing quite a bit. What
That's
about you?
Amazing. Oh, you're going to turn them back around on me?
How the turntables.
I was expecting to just interrogate you this whole time.
Oh, if we can do it like that, I'm fine with that. Yeah, who gives a shit about Jen?
I know,
Let's
right?
Let's just focus on me.
Fine with it if you are.
Yeah.
All right. So have you been doing 10 minutes of quality time with your kid or and Miguel?
That one's been kind of hard just because she's a teenager trying to pull her away from YouTube.
That's when it's
stuff
most
is really hard.
Do you have family dinners at least?
We do have family dinners.
Are they in front of a TV?
Half. I'd probably say half or less. It really depends on what we've made and what our schedule is. So like tonight was in front of the TV because like I got home, we ate, I left, I came here. Mm. So it was like super quick.
Yeah.
It's hard to do the time thing with Aubrey, but she's been watching a lot of YouTube. So she's taken a month off of YouTube to kind of like, I don't know, desensitize her or resensitize. I don't know what it is. One of those.
Yeah.
But so when Mikkel came to girls' night, I took Aubrey and we went to the movie rental store and we rented movies.
Nice.
And we got snacks. And I was like, we're going to do an old school Friday night. We're going to go to the movie rental store, which there's one in up where we live.
That's cool.
And yeah, you're going to like experience it. And the whole time we're walking through the movie rental store, I was like, hey, do you want to watch that? She's like, they have it on Netflix. I'm like, that's not the point. The point is we come here and we grab the media. And
yeah.
That's what we've chosen.
It's retro, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we rented two movies. We rented a horror movie, Cabin in the Woods.
Ah, best horror movie ever.
Which I know that she's like 14, but like some of these movies that are rated R, like I forgot there was like a scene with like boobies in it.
Yeah.
And I like felt really like uncomfortable. I was like, oh, sorry, girls, because we watched it with Mikkel. So it's Mikkel and Aubrey. And I pause it to like figure out the controls. So it's just like paused on boobies on the screen as I'm like, how the fuck do you fast forward? What are you? And then by the time I fast forward, they're both just like, yes, you're okay.
But they've both seen them. You know that, right?
Yes, but it's weird. It's weird when you're the opposite sex. It'd be like like if you were like sitting down with like Steve and your dad and you're watching a show and a penis pops up on the screen and you accidentally pause it. You're like, sorry, I'm not trying to look at it. I'm trying to fast forward. But so yeah, we did.
I have
We watched Birdman the night before.
Have not seen that, but I've heard it's good.
It's so good unless you hate artsy flicks and you'll say it's the fucking worst. Mikkel hates that movie with a passion.
We just got a new TV that's 10 inches bigger than our old one. So it's 65. Yeah. And it's an OLED.
Which means it orgasmic is, LEDs.
So Costco has only one that is nicer than this TV.
The Samsung QLED TV.
Do your research. I would disagree.
It's a Samsung QLED. That's the one I'm buying.
All right. You can buy that one.
I'm going to. All right.
Do some research.
By the time I get around to like buying it when my basement's finished, we'll be beyond TVs.
There's going
to
be like XZLE7.
It'll be virtual reality holograms that you interact with.
You'll be in the movie. Yeah.
That's how long it's going to take to fix our house.
So anyway, I'm excited about my TV.
You should be.
I don't remember where I was going with that.
Cool.
All right. So 5 love languages. Have you been practicing all 5?
Yeah. So with Aubrey, we did quality time. And we did words of affirmation. So we're working on that a lot with Aubrey because she's going through some gender identity stuff and she's not quite sure where she's landing. So
welcome to the 21st century.
Yeah, I kind of told her, I was like, look back in your past and you can kind of see kind of where you identified as you've been growing up. And I was like, it's kind of a wave. Like, you're not going to like pigeonhole yourself into like one category. I was like, it's a wave and it's okay to ride the wave and I will ride that wave with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're totally okay.
Yeah.
You're a beautiful person, right? You're smart. Yeah. You're intelligent. You're funny. You're kind. That's all that matters. But so yeah, so words of affirmation there. I've been really trying to help with the housework for Mikkel because one of hers is service.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. And listeners, don't forget to be asking yourselves these questions.
Or you can just judge me.
Or just judge Cody. Yeah. That makes you feel better. I have to get that out of the freezer.
Okay, go. You're okay. Jen has to run because she put a drink in the freezer. And if she doesn't go get it, it's going to explode. And then her whole house is going to burn down in a raging fire of destruction. Consequence forever and ever. Oh, she's coming back. Oh, shit. God damn. How did that fall out of your ass? Where did that come from?
It was sitting on the stairs. It was in my pocket.
Jen just shit a toolbox.
That has a big saw in it. It's fine. We're redoing our basement. I mean, our bathroom basement. It's fine.
It's going to end up being the
whole
basement.
We'll talk about it later. Have you let your kid fail lately?
In a way, like we haven't had a lot of opportunity.
You've been doing that like a ton. So yeah. We could like skip that one because yeah, that's like the last like 3. But listeners, can you skip that one? Can you? So this one's for the step parent. So this one's not for Cody. But if the real parent is caring about something, I apologize if you can hear the dad.
There's some demolition going pounding on in the room next to us. So I'm going to do some audio magic. And
we'll see. It's pretty loud. Step-parents, disengaging. Have you been disengaging?
Have you been ignoring that child?
If the real parent is like, I really want them to go do this thing, have you just said, okay, that's yours then. Goodbye. And kind of back off and just let it happen?
Of course you have.
Of course. You're so good. So Boundaries/expectations, because this is kind of the same thing. I feel like it is, but it's not, because you lay down your expectations, but that's also kind of a boundary. Like, I expect you to do this and I'm not okay if you don't.
Mikkel and I ran into this twice, and it's 100% on both of us. We both share 50% of the blame here, but it's happened twice. And Mikkel goes, hey, can you make dinner? Yeah, you bet. So if I'm at home and she's at work, my goal is dinner's ready when you walk in the door.
Damn.
You've been at work. I've been at home.
Sexy.
So she's like, yeah, can you make dinner? And I was like, okay, cool. So I'm like making dinner and she gets off work and she calls me. She's like, hey, have you started dinner yet? Yeah. Oh, I was just going to go to Target before I came up. Okay, just go. Well, no, not if you started dinner. Well, I have, but I'm putting everything on hold now. No, you don't have to. I'm putting it on hold. Just tell me when you're leaving Target. Well, no, I can just come home. You're okay. Because it was like the second time. I was just like, okay, that's fine. Because the time before that, She like wanted to take a shower like right as dinner was getting done. I was like, it's done. It's
yes.
It's right here.
I feel this so hard because I used to try to time it like that because I thought sexy, right?
But here's the thing. I didn't set the expectation with her. She didn't ask to have it done when she got home. I did that and I didn't tell her.
Yeah.
Hey, dinner will be ready when you go home.
So we've started doing like, because we get off at 5. So Steve's like, I have it done by 6. But then sometimes same thing. He'll call and be like, hey, do you care if I stop? And it just happened this last week too. And I was like, actually, the toddler's being a psychopath today while I'm trying to cook. So yes, I do care. I need you to come home. And he's like, okay. But like you could tell it was very much like, I'm not fucking okay with this, but I guess I'll just come home. And then he was really quiet at dinner and I'm like, what's going on? And he's like, I was going to dump off the oil because he had like wheels from our car that take to AutoZone. Yeah. I don't know what you do with oil. You do man things. I don't know. So he's like, I had that all ready to go and now I have to come home and then I'm going to have to go back out and like do that because I have to get out.
Why didn't you tell me?
And yeah, I was like, if you're going to say, okay, I'll come home, you got to be happy about it. Like, or just say, no, I really need to drop this off. I'm sorry. I'll just eat cold food. It's probably
that, because that takes like 5 minutes. It's so easy to drop that stuff off at the auto store.
Yeah, I did say it doesn't take really that quick. Long. Which I would have been kind of annoyed because the toddler's being a psycho. And I was like, I'm going to throw her out the window if you don't come
Well,
here.
And it's so hard to take yourself out of your position and put yourself in the other person's position. Because like, if I took myself out of my position and put myself in Mikkel's, she was probably thinking about going to Target all day. She probably looked while she was on break and lunch to see what she needed, you know. Mm-hmm. She asked me if I could do dinner, but she didn't set a time. So in her mind, she's like, oh, I've got time. I've got 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But I also didn't set the expectation that it was going to be done right away.
Dinner's hard. It's hard on so many levels.
But it ended up working out. I put everything on hold for about 10 minutes, and then because we're having hamburgers. So I just put them on the grill on medium and just kind of let them sit there for a while. And it worked. But.
Good.
But yeah, it was one of those things where it's just like.
You got to set the expectation.
We're both at fault here. Yeah. Neither of us set any expectation and we both felt inconvenienced by the other person.
Yeah, which it's hard to know what to do because like in my situation, I don't want to text Steve and say, hey, the toddler's being a psycho. You need to get home right now. Because then it gets like this pressure of, oh, crap, well, I'm empty on gas. And
well, and it also sets the expectation for him that, okay, when I get home, like Finley's being crazy. Yeah. He's crazy. And if he walks in the door and it's all calm and peaceful, he's going to be like, what the fuck? I thought you said it was like an emergency. Like,
And also like, so when he's annoyed at the kids, I go into protection, nurture, let's make everyone happy, Mary Poppins mode. And I'm like, kids, let's get away from daddy. Let's go do something in the kitchen. Want to bake brownies? Like, I get in that mode. But when I'm annoyed with the kids, he goes into like defensive mode, which is sweet because he's like, respect your mother and like fucking do what she says, which is nice.
Yeah.
But at the same time, then we're both mad. It's not helpful. Because then the kids just get more mad.
You can't be bad cop, bad cop.
Yes, and that's what it turns into. So I try to be very careful when I call for help, essentially. Like, it has to be, on the edge of having a breakdown.
You should just set up like a 5-point system where if you're like, hey, Finley's being crazy, we're out of 2. He knows, okay, if I have a 5-minute errand, I can stop for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm fine. If you're like, Finley's at a 5, he's like, disobey all traffic laws, run all stoplights.
Ignore the cops that are chasing me.
The kid has Jen at the throat with a knife.
Yes. Okay, the next one, asking for help.
I'm not good at that.
I know.
Even when I try, I'm not good at that. Because I hate inconveniencing people with my shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
I think knowing, which I assume Mikkel knows by now, you are not good at asking for help.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And she's well adapted.
And yeah, just like even saying, like, if you could just jump in sometimes, because I hate asking for help and I do appreciate it if you do just jump in because I do suck at it.
Yeah. Like, the help I've needed lately hasn't been with Aubrey. It's been more internal. Like, all the stress with trying to find a job and constant rejection. I applied to 160 something jobs.
Holy,
I can't remember what the number was.
Balls.
Like I would literally spend 2 to 3 hours every morning of every single day applying for jobs.
That's exhausting.
And then
that's like 8 hours worth of real job work.
And an hour to 2 hours in the afternoon responding to like requests for portfolios or doing design tests. And then the rest of my day, it would just be email after email saying, unfortunately, we've chosen to go with someone else. Sorry we haven't chosen you. Like, we'll keep your stuff on. Just constantly for 2 months. Just constantly.
Yeah.
And it,
that's rough.
It gets to you. And then, like I told Mikkel, like, the first day after my new job I just started, I was like, I actually got to enjoy playing video games today. Because over
guilty.
The past couple of months, I felt guilty enjoying any yeah. of my free time because I don't have a job.
Yeah.
And I could be job hunting right now. So I could never enjoy any of my free time because I just felt fucking guilty. But at the same time, like,
you can only do it for so long without losing your mind.
Yeah. I applied to 160 something jobs. I got requested to interview for 4 of them, actually interviewed for 2 of them and accepted 1 offer. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And the job, the one job I applied for that wasn't graphic design is the job I got.
That's so weird.
Because there weren't 400 people ahead of me. And that's the problem is there's 400 people ahead of me. So I had to sit down with Mikkel and I was like, I need to pivot. I need to think about what I liked about my past jobs.
Yeah.
And it was the relationships.
Yeah.
It was relationships and working with people.
That's awesome.
And I was like, I can do any job that does that.
Good.
But yeah. So asking for help was kind of hard, but.
Is there something going on right now that you could ask for help with from anyone?
No.
No?
No.
All right.
Yeah, good.
All right.
Yeah.
Just make sure you ask for help sometimes.
I will.
All right. How about growing your village?
That one's kind of hard with COVID.
That's a throwback. That's a throwback.
That one's hard with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
That one's really hard. Mm-hmm. Our relationship with our neighbors is getting better in the neighborhood we're living in.
Good.
We've been there a little over a year. And then, you know, meeting actual good, nice people at my new job, you know, at my last job, I didn't include anybody I knew there in my village. Like, most of them didn't even know my wife's name because they just weren't those people.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But this new job's very inclusive.
That's awesome. Okay. Last one.
Yes.
Dating your partner.
We need to do that more.
When's the last time you went on a date with your partner?
What do you, like?
I mean, you and her out doing something.
Like, we go to Lowe's all the time on, like,
nope.
little dates. Well, those are, like, our little dates, because, like.
But that's an errand. That's not quality time.
Right. It's an errand for the one person. But if you get invited to go with.
That's quality time.
Then it becomes
okay,
quality.
That is quality
because
time. But that's not a date.
Because that's about as much as we can get right now. Because like.
Is it?
Because when we go together, it's not a quick thing. We take our time. Like, we go and look at paint and look at cool ideas and like.
But why not go out to dinner after?
I don't know. We're in this, I don't know. It's really interesting. We're in this time of our lives where it's like going out to dinner. We don't care about that anymore. And like going out to like movies, like we'll watch shows at home together. And like, we'd rather put that money towards like our house and towards that stuff. So like going to Lowe's really is like a date for us. Cause like we talk about our future and we talk about like, oh, it'd be really, if we had this in the house, we could do this with Aubrey,
well, that's good.
With our family. And it's really fun because we spend the time and we like go through the garden and we like look at deals and oh man, if we did this in Aubrey's bathroom, she'd have so much more room. It'd be awesome. And it kind of aligns us onto like the same path.
Yeah.
Mentally of like where we're going to go. We also like joke and hang out. And, you know, if we take the dog, like we get to meet all these people and like talk mm-hmm. stuff. So those have kind of become our dates. We have a big one coming up though next month. We're going to John Mayer.
Ooh.
When he comes to town.
Well, there you go.
So there's like a
that
big
counts.
Date coming up.
Yeah.
But lately it's just been these little ones. Like the other day I had to run down to the woodworking store and it's like a 45 minute drive. Do you want to come with me? And we just talked the whole time. So we're kind of in this phase of our life where it's like money's better spent somewhere else.
Yeah.
Our time can be our time. But we need to do better. I agree, we need to do better. There is a show that we want to start watching together that I think we should start. But.
What show is it?
Archive 81.
Oh, yeah. I want to start watching that, too. Yeah. It's on my list. Have you listened to the podcast?
No.
I started to a long time ago, and then I don't know why I stopped.
Some people online said the podcast was better than the show. The show's a really slow burn.
The podcast I felt like was a slow burn, which is why I think that's why I stopped listening to it, because I just kind of lost track of it.
Yeah, it's pretty good, but yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, good.
What else you got?
That's all.
All right, I'm going to interrogate you.
Oh, no. That's bullshit. I thought we were skipping me.
We already went through some of these, yeah.
A couple.
How are you doing on letting your kids fail?
Well, my three-year-old actually just taught another three-year-old how to buckle her own car seat.
Whoa, that's cool.
Yeah. She's like, let me show you to Ben. And he's like, I can't buckle my own car seat. And she's like, let me show you.
I got you.
And now he's started doing it. So I've definitely been letting her just do things and seeing if she can. Letting her fail. I don't remember an exact... Well, we went swimming and I was letting her just jump in and seeing what would happen with her little floaties in because she couldn't reach. So I just stepped back and let her do what she felt comfortable with and she did fine. She sank a couple times, needed me to grab her, but she did fine.
It's amazing how quick that reflex kicks in to swim.
Yeah.
Because like babies have that reflex to just swim. We came from the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're meant to be in water. Yeah. What about disengaging?
That's been more difficult for me because I feel like I'm more patient, especially with like the social anxiety stuff.
Okay.
Than either parents, to be honest. So I feel like I can step in more with that.
Which is okay. Because the other parent, the other parent's not as good, then the other parent disengages. It's a trade-off.
The thing I've struggled with disengaging still is not walking in a room to check if there's like candy wrappers or like, because I know Steve's not doing it. I know he's not.
I
sent him a picture because there's like right now, which I just left her a note, clean up the garbage on the right side of your bed. There's wrappers torn up and then like an empty chocolate milk carton.
That's where your ants are coming from.
Exactly. And I almost said garbage equals, and I started drawing ants and mice. And then I was like, let's not go that far. So I just said, please clean up your trash. But yeah, like.
Yeah, I just. Tell
I have
Aubrey,
such a hard time because it's my house and I don't want mice or bugs or
Yeah, with Aubrey, I just said, "All right, I've pulled some quotes. This is how much it costs for an exterminator. If it's caused because of your room,
that's
you will
so
pay that
smart.
Off in allowance."
See, but you're the real parent doing that.
Yeah.
So I feel like should I do that or just like ignore it?
Because
he said, "I feel like you go in there looking." Or a problem. And I totally am.
Yeah.
I'll admit it. I fucking am.
Yeah.
But there's a problem. So it's like I'm finding it.
Yeah, it's like that.
I know there's going to be
It's like
be
that
one.
Like Trump testing thing. He's like, if we don't test, we don't find cases. If I don't check a room, I don't find garbage. Exactly. But every fucking time I do check.
There is garbage. Exactly. So it's very hard. So that is one thing I should probably disengage from. But at the same time, I bought the house.
All right.
Solution
from an outsider.
Okay.
Have you bought her a garbage can she can put right there?
Yep.
All right.
I know this because I want her garbage can to go under her desk, as most garbage, but she puts it right by the door. Right by her bedroom door because she has to empty it. So it's easier to grab it right there. It's the first thing you see when you walk in a room. So I've just left it there.
Have you tried putting one of those basketball hoops above it?
No, but that's a good idea.
Gamify it.
Yeah. I like that. I'm going to write that down.
I doubt it's going to work. It's going to fall off the wall and she won't know how to put it
back. Be like, what's basketball?
I've seen this on TV. Well, good.
Yeah.
I have something new. I'd like to do periodically. We are an advice show.
Yes.
And that's kind of the goal of the show, is to give advice.
Yes.
So I thought we would answer some questions from the interwebs.
Yeah.
and give some advice.
Yeah. And these will all be taken from.
So we're just kind of grabbing them anywhere there are questions. So there's tons of subreddits on Reddit. There's like Yahoo. A bunch of like, there's Quora.
Remember Yahoo?
There's Yahoo. Yahoo! Remember when they had like the Yahoo button and then Staples copied it for their easy button?
I thought it was just a Staples. I didn't know Yahoo had a button.
Yahoo had it first. It was like a purple button. And he hit it and went, Yahoo!
Oh, gee.
Yeah. I'm still surprised they lasted as long as they did.
They're still around.
AOL is still around. People still have AOL accounts.
Yeah.
Why? like AOL doesn't provide internet service. You have to have an internet service provider, an ISP, and then you have AOL on top of it. AOL is like your search engine that you're paying for because you're a dumbass.
Remember when you'd log in and it's like,
well, yeah, and you'd get your AOL disk and it'd be like 20 hours free. So you'd put the disk in and like you'd have the little timer down on the corner and be like, all right, I got 20 hours of this shit. All right, let's hit the chat room, ASL question mark, boom. We're gonna talk to any girl that's below like 16 to 13 in California because they're guaranteed to be blonde. That was our the way we thought when we were kids.
Noise.
Yeah. So yeah, anytime anyone like types ASL for American Sign Language, I'm old enough that I just go,
oh AOL man, chat I didn't rooms. Even think
about age, sex, location.
Exactly. I didn't think about it as a sign language thing.
Yeah, anytime anyone says ASL,
they need to change that.
Age, sex, language. What's up? All right, so let's.
You meant location, right? Were you being facetious?
Age, sex, location?
Yeah, it's not language.
Oh, did I say that? Right? I'm literally trying to do two things at once. I can't do two things at once.
ADD. This segment has been brought to you by I need to up my meds.
By Pfizer. Shove this in your mouth so you can think like a normal person.
Is it Pfizer?
It's whoever they are. I don't know. They're
whoever they are. Those.
I think they're all Pfizer. Guys. Everyone's Pfizer.
It's Pfizer.
All right. Wow, here's a question. Ears. All right. All right. First question.
All right.
We're just going to kind of answer the question. I don't know why.
We'll stop interrogating you listeners, but I hope you know. I hope you know what you need to work on, listener.
Yeah. Just.
You fucking know.
Look.
We know too.
Look, Jen's coming in here as bad cop. I'm going to come in here as good cop and say, "Hey, your best is all that matters."
You do it.
We just need
it's
your
like
best.
Finley said. Just do it.
All right. So here's a question. So this says, "Parents of Reddit, I have a 3-year-old, and sometimes she just chugs drinks. Sometimes. Example: I just gave daughter her food and milk. I go out for a cigarette, which takes a few minutes. I come back, and the milk is gone. This happens a lot with milk and Capri Suns." But not with water with a little flavor in it. What can I do to stop her from chugging drinks?
Step one.
You can't.
Quit smoking.
Yeah, step one.
So that you can see your
smoking.
Daughter get married and have more kids.
I'm sure you're working on. Because if you're asking a question like this, you're a good parent.
If I'm going to be bad cop, I'm going to be bad cop.
All right, come in here, bad cop. All right. See what you got. My response to this, Aubrey does this. Aubrey is a chugger.
How old is she for new listeners?
Aubrey's 14, and she's always been a chugger. So, like we have pop at our house. I know a lot of people don't have pop, but she's allowed a can of pop a day. Big deal, right? But she chugs it. She'll have it, and it's gone in 5 minutes. Just, she smashes it. Just gone. And it used to piss me off. Like, I used to get really upset. Like, what are you doing? Like, take your time. Like, because to me, I'm like, oh, man, this is sugar. I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah, it's like my white claw over here, just little. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But to her, it's just like, oh, manna from God. And she just chugs it. And I used to get really mad. And then I was like, why am I getting mad? It's not my Dr. Pepper. We're not sharing that, can
we? But does she have 7 in a day?
No, she's allowed 1 a day.
All right.
And she only has 1 a day.
Then who gives a shit?
So it's like, if you're going to drink that in 5 minutes, that's on
you. Yeah, that's your dumbass fault.
So, question answer.
Say that to your 3-year-old.
It's your dumbass fault. So, yeah, question answer. Nothing. Some people just drink like that.
Yeah.
Some people sip. Some people have a glass of water, and it lasts 3 hours.
My 3-year-old will go through phases where she loves milk and she drinks a ton of water all at once. And then it's almost like she becomes a camel and then she doesn't drink anything for 3 days. And I can hear her straining in the bathroom. And I'm like, drink more water.
If only there was something I could do.
How could I solve this problem?
But yeah, there's really nothing. Some kids chug drinks. I'd probably maybe talk to them and let them know that it's impolite in certain settings, but when you're at home, yeah, chug your drink, big deal.
Yeah,
if you're out to dinner with friends and family, it's impolite to be like,
yeah. The only thing I'd say to watch is if she's getting constipated, she needs to lay off the milk.
Yeah, that'll clog you up good.
Yep.
Yep.
Give you some hard poopsies.
Oh my God, hard poops. I have another question. All right, let's see. God damn. That's not a fucking parenting question. Will Target price match a car seat? Like, you're in the wrong subreddit, dude. Like, oh God, where did it go?
Target/FAQ.
This is all bad. All right. So the next question. Here we go. All right. It says, my girlfriend, who I love, you don't need to say that. When you say, my girlfriend, who I love, is there a girlfriend you don't love
that's in the picture? Are you compensating for not loving her?
You don't really love her, so you have to write it down? Yeah. You don't have to say that. You can just say my girlfriend. We assume you're in love.
I can tell you, because I'm bad cop, what he's afraid of is her logging on there and being like,
what the fuck?
Why do you make me sound like such a bitch? God, I said I love you.
God damn it, Jason. I said I love you. You said it after a comma, you bitch. Don't call me a bitch. Now you're making the sandwich, Jason, dumbass. All right. My girlfriend, who I love, has a child from a previous relationship, and I don't think I can handle it. The kid is a symbol to me of all the shitty choices my partner made. And don't laugh. You can't laugh while I'm reading this because I have to read it serious. Okay? Like, turn your bad cup off. All right. My girlfriend, who I love, has a child from a previous relationship, and I don't think I can handle it. The kid, it's so hard. The kid is a symbol to me of all the shitty choices my partner made and of the shitty things that happened to her because of them. Sometimes it makes me feel like I'm another one. Shitty thing. I worry that it will ruin my life to move forward with her, to marry her, to really become the father figure for this child, etc. Just kind of wondering if anybody has any insight or experience that could help.
Firstly, if you're looking at that kid as the symbol of everything that's gone wrong, I don't know if step-parenting is the life for you.
Yeah, because, yeah, yep,
the there end. It is. Like, bad cop here.
Like, if all you can see is the shitty choices and you can't see the child before you, and it's really hard. And
or the love that made that child.
Well,
not yeah. All the time. Sometimes.
The physical love between your girlfriend and their ex. Let's not think about that.
Now I'm grossed out. Now I hate my stepkid.
But yeah, every stepchild will be that. Every stepchild will be a symbol of something shitty that happened.
Yeah, it'll be a...
Because divorce is shitty.
Someone stuck their dick in crazy.
Or someone put crazy around a dick.
Well, someone stuck their dick in crazy because one of them's crazy.
Hang on. Yeah.
It works either way. Either way.
But, yeah. Look, kids aren't symbols of anything. Kids aren't the result of anything. Kids are just kids.
Yeah.
They just need love.
They're their own person. They didn't choose to come from a crazy person.
They weren't like, you know what? I don't want to pop into this world until my mom is with some shitty asshole that she's going to break up with, and then she's going to end up dating this other guy who thinks I'm a piece of shit. They just come out. If you can't see past that, then you shouldn't be a step-parent.
Yeah, and we don't mean that to be high and mighty or rude. It's nothing wrong. Like, not everyone has the aptitude? Is that the right word?
Ability.
To be a step-parent.
Yeah.
The stomach. Yeah.
The testicle.
And that's totally fortitude. Fine. There's no judgment here. It's fucking hard.
Like as parents with single parents with kids, we get it. Because sometimes we don't want to be around our kid either.
Yeah, and then to make someone else who didn't even make them.
I would much rather be around my kid than someone else's kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
So not only that, but let's take the parenting side out of this. If you can't be with someone who's had a shitty past without you just focusing on their shitty past and not helping them to make a better future, then you need to take a time out from dating.
Yeah. Because everyone's going to have some sort of baggage at this age.
You're never going to find someone who's never been in a relationship before without you being a pedophile. Honestly.
Or even then, they have shitty stuff from their parents that they have to deal with.
Yeah.
Everyone's got shit.
Like you have to understand, going into a relationship, you're bringing all your shit too.
Yeah.
And they have to put up with your shit too.
Yeah. Think about that, Jason.
Yeah, Jason. I don't think his name's Jason.
It is now.
All right. Should we do one more question?
Yeah.
All right.
This could is do this one. All day.
All right. Hey there. Really struggling with pregnant wife. It's our second.
So chipper.
It's our second, and we're 8 weeks today.
Oh, fuck. Only 8 weeks?
Yep.
You're struggling?
Really struggling with pregnant wife who's constantly nauseous and exhausted.
Oh, man.
Luckily, it's just the nausea feeling still, but boy, do I feel mentally and physically stretched caring for a two-year-old, working from home, and trying to care for her on top of everything else. I don't remember it being this bad last time, but it was a different world with it being our first. What do you tell this guy?
Send your kid to daycare, man.
The first baby thing was easy, let's say. Right, they knew what to expect,
yeah.
And there wasn't a random drunk person drawing on the
toddling
walls,
the
shitting
house.
Their pants constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
what year was this question asked? Because that changes
the
everything.
Year this question asked was 3 days ago.
Okay, so COVID. I'm hoping we're nearing the end.
Well, and if you think about it, if their son is 2 years old, they had their baby right before COVID shut down. So that would have been January.
You've already been through some shit. Like, that's hard anyway.
Yeah. You raised a kid through COVID and you couldn't go outside.
Put him in daycare. And I know it's hard right now, but there's studies coming out where kids that are in masks all the time are having difficulty socializing because they haven't seen half of people's faces.
And they can't read facial cues.
Exactly.
They can't read lips. They can't see intention on their face. Yeah.
And
it's hard.
With puppies, there's what they call 5-week puppy syndrome. If you adopt a puppy at 5 weeks, they're going to be an asshole.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what breed, doesn't matter, because they didn't learn how to play appropriate with their brothers and sisters. They're going to bite you. Like,
you gotta wait till after week 8, right?
Yes. Yep. And kids, I feel like after this pandemic, we're going to start seeing like, oh, they didn't learn how to socialize in this way. So now they're fucked up for a long time. And hopefully we can retroactively fix that later on. But
yeah, I see in the future probably the wave of children that are in like the first primary years of education, like kindergarten, first, second. Probably by the time they hit junior high and high school, we'll probably have like a mandatory like this is your therapy session and we're going to work on like team building skills and communication skills. And like,
I could see that.
You know, I could see that happening.
But for now, even without the pregnant wife, working at home with a toddler full time is just a lot. And if you can do daycare, don't feel guilty right now for putting your kid in daycare.
So I'm going to approach this from a different direction.
Okay.
Instead of putting your kid in daycare.
Okay.
I'm going to approach this from, if this was me in this situation and I was feeling this, what actions would I have taken to kind of get to this point? It would be me doing literally everything around the house, everything with their son, working and doing my best to make my partner comfortable. And I can see myself working myself to the bone.
And resenting, getting resentful.
So I think what you need to do is I think you need to sit down with your wife and I think you need to lower some expectations of like cleanliness in your house. Like,
yes,
okay,
that's great advice.
I can't do laundry every 2 days. We're going to have to do laundry once a week. It's going to suck, but it's going to free me up during the week. Or like, you know, like maybe if you could fold laundry, I can do the rest. Or like, maybe if, you know, if you can get up and walk, maybe if you do the vacuuming and I'll cook and clean dinner. I think you need to sit down with your wife and you need to set realistic expectations on what she needs so that you can be there for her. Cause that's really important.
Yeah.
But also make it so much easier for yourselves.
Yeah.
Lower your expectations, lower your standards just a little bit. It's okay to go the next, 7-8 months?
Yeah. Or hiring a cleaner. We do one like once a quarter once a quarter. It's not a ton, but it's enough that as I slowly get behind, yep. it fixes it.
And I'm going to assume that you've probably been living where you're at for the last couple of years. So you should have built your village, and you need to call on that. And maybe find someone that can watch your son for an afternoon a week.
Yeah.
That way you're not paying daycare costs. Or maybe you can talk to your mother or your mother-in-law and just say, hey, could I have you come help me clean on like a Saturday afternoon? I just need help just catching up on laundry.
Yeah.
Do that stuff. Make it easier on yourself. Trying to like, I know it's hard, and I'm assuming you're an awesome husband because you're asking this question because yeah. you don't want to get frustrated. It's okay to do less.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to do less and be okay. It's okay to have a messy house. You don't have to have a spotless house to be a good parent. Most good parents have a house that looks lived in.
And if you want to leave your kid with your wife for an afternoon because you need some self-care, you need to go play golf with the guys, or you need a drink at the bar, that's okay too. You can't take care of other people if you aren't taking care of yourself.
Yep. Yeah.
It's totally okay. Even if she kind of throws a fit about it, just know we give you permission.
Well, and there's, your kid's 2 years old, so you know that there are shows that you can put on that'll keep their attention for yeah. 30 minutes to an hour.
She can take a bath. You can tell your wife,
look, I'm setting the kid in front of the TV for an hour. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to the coffee shop and pay bills. I haven't paid bills in a month because it's just been too crazy. Or I'm going to go down the street. I'm going to pay bills.
Yeah, or get a massage.
But you really go to the strip club. Yeah. So yeah. Lower your expectations, speak to your wife, and just let your wife know, I need to be here for you, but I also have to work in the house. Let me know what's acceptable, what isn't. Yeah. And that's going to change as she goes through these stages of pregnancy and symptoms come and go, needs come and go.
Yeah.
You're going to have to be flexible. And the best way to do that is to lower your expectations.
Yeah, it's great.
That's my suggestion.
Great advice, Cody. Good job.
Well, I think that might do us for this installment of Unqualified Parenting. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions. Oh, hang on.
Jen,
I don't think I have
disc
that.
Disc scratch. Oh.
Do I?
Do you have a disc scratch? Because that would be fucking amazing. You do, don't you?
I had one and I took it off.
Oh.
We haven't used those in a long time. What's your story?
So we're tearing out our basement, which we just found ant damage in the rafters.
That was a very sad looking yeah, Steve.
Yeah. But in happy news, he was up there and he saw a box and it said Susie's Superstar. And I was like, is there a haunted doll in the rafters?
Oh,
like,
doll
what
watch.
Is this? There's a box and we couldn't reach it. And like, we're trying so hard to get it. So I'm like, what could it be? And he's like, it's a video of some sort. And I'm like, is it a murder? Is it porn?
Did you guys what watch The Ring? Is it the yes. original Ring video?
Yep, that's what we found. Now we're going to die. So we got it down and it's porn. And it's a Betamax.
Whoa.
Which I hadn't even heard of.
So this is like mail order porn.
And we pulled it out and it was empty. There's nothing in the box. But we saw some papers back there. So this is a section of the podcast. If you have young listeners, they shouldn't have been listening to any of this, really. We
God
swear
damn
a
it.
Lot, you guys. But this is going to get explicit, just wow. to warn you.
Okay, here so, we go. Do I need to like put, is there, I don't have a porn
put
music
your
muffs. Thing.
Pow, pow, pow. There you go. So we couldn't reach the rest. We needed one of those arm grabbers.
Arm grabber, yeah.
And my neighbor is a physical therapist, so I was like, hey.
So what'd you do? Like knock on the door of your back. Look, we found the super old porn video. It's a Betamax. We need to reach it. There's some papers in the thing.
I text her and said, do you have grabbers? And she said, do you mean the therapeutic? And she had like the right word for whatever, a grabber, you know. The
you're
little
like, God
pincher.
Damn, no, it's a porn it's grabber. A grabber. I need a porn grabber.
So she's like, I'm actually at the hospital right now. I'll just bring you a new one. I was like, sweet, worth it. So we get it. And we found two or three magazines of 1980s porn. And man, one of them's in good condition. And we saw the same one on sale. I don't know if we'll go for this, but it was $50 on Amazon.
You're going to try to make money off wall porn?
Yeah. And my brother-in-law, we were talking about this, and he's like, if the papers are stuck together, make sure you wear gloves while you're handling this. Just so gross. But they had an article, front page article, about Donald Trump from the 1980s. I was like, of course, Trump has to be in fucking everything.
You want to know
it's
what's
going to ruin everything.
You know what's crazy about that? He used to fake being his own publicist.
Oh, I'm
so
sure he did.
He'd call and talk. He had this like name. I can't remember what it is, but he'd call and talk with people and like try to have an accent.
He's
like, Donald Trump's. He's the best. He's the best ever. He's awesome. And like everyone knew, but so he's in like tons of magazines. So here's what you had: two options of what to do with this magazine. One, carefully take all the pages out. That's now wallpaper for the bathroom.
No, it's not. You should see some of the images in these. They are not okay. I don't know how this was porn.
So option two, you seal it back up in the wall.
See, I already had I have already written a letter and I have money set aside to put in the wall.
Yeah.
Because it's my dream to find shit in the wall.
No,
like
porn's so much better. Yeah.
It is. But that's our find. We can't put that back up there. They'll think it's our porn. And it's gross porn. Like the bushes on these.
That's
like
the
you
80s.
Could braid
it was like,
these bushes.
Oh, yeah.
One of them, it was like, enter the jungle or some shit. And it's like, how does.
It's like, if you imagine like the trend with like the hipster beards right now. It's
yeah.
just that down low.
It's so gross. It's so thick. And now I understand where the term bush came from.
Yeah.
I could put that in my front yard. Mm-hmm. Like it's so big.
Yeah.
Bigger than her hair on her head. Big. Yes.
It's like an afro. You just sell back up in the wall? maybe you like get like a present, like a current one. And like put it with it so people can see the change in taste over the years.
And then they could add their own.
Yeah, your wall will become like an everlasting gobstopper of porn.
Just what I've always wanted. The term gobstopper porn.
Love gobstopper porn. He gobstopped her all day.
Oh,
that's awesome.
So I had to share it. That has absolutely nothing to do with parenting, but I had to share this story with the listeners.
I think it'd be fun to like. Like if I knew I was putting a house together and then just selling, it'd be fun to like put together like a fake like, oh shit, like package that has like a fake like passport and some of the like movie prop money from a bunch of different countries.
That'd be amazing.
And a couple code words.
A fake mustache.
Some GPS coordinates and then like a code word that's like spearfish nuts. And then when people find it.
Yeah. They think they're ready to peace out.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. Awesome.
That'd be so cool. Like all those safes they open on Reddit that have nothing in them.
It's so disappointing.
Everyone's like, oh, I found a safe. And everyone's like, oh, fuck yeah, finally. And they're like, what was in it?
Nothing.
Dust.
Yeah. Like at least.
Open it before you post it.
Yeah.
And then lock it back up and then pretend to walk us through the journey.
Yes.
That's the only honest thing to do. All right.
This is
Oh, goddamn. All right, folks. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or suggestions,
email us at
hello@unqualifiedparenting.com. Like, subscribe, comment. You can hit our socials at
Unqualified Parenting.
It's pretty easy.
Tell a friend. If we vibe with you, we're going to vibe with your friends. So tell a friend about us.
I don't vibe, I only vibrate. So that's going to get awkward.
80s porn.
Gross.
You've survived another fortnight of parenting.
Bye.
Unqualified Parenting is written, produced, edited, and hosted by Jennifer Jones and Cody Reese, with special thanks to our families and listeners for making each episode possible.